A particular endeavour that's been very, very popular, become very popular over the last couple of decades is learning a little bit about your past via looking up your family tree, and particularly genealogy and everything that goes to shape who we are today. In their final free webinar series of 2021, rest assured we'll be covering that, the net title of the series, How to Discover Your Ancestry. It is happening tomorrow night. Joining us to cover some of that will be the gentleman that will be a part of the webinar tomorrow. It's genealogist Doug Morrison-Cleary. He has done studies across Australia, the US, the UK, and parts of Europe. And he's also a member of the Association of Professional Genealogists and Principal Researcher at Tree and Leaf Genealogical Services. Doug, thank you so much for your time today. What is it that you find fascinating about genealogy? And generally speaking, what is it?
What I find fascinating about genealogy is simply the stories, the people's lives that we uncover, the way our ancestors lived and what happened to them, and even seeing some of those threads in my family today. That's what genealogy is about, finding those stories.
Do you find that people really get a buzz when they find somebody that is a really striking historical figure, whether they be somebody of prominence and importance in their time or somebody that's just a downright scoundrel?
Often people do, but we need to be aware that for most of us, we may never have people like that in our family trees, but that doesn't make our families any less fascinating to discover. I think I went into genealogy in my teens hoping that I would find someone like that. Instead, I found a family of very ordinary people, but every now and again, they did something extraordinary. Some did some crimes and came out as convicts. Others did amazing things, and yet they were still ordinary folk just like you and I are today.
Well, I think at the end of the day, Doug, the life that they led, whatever they did, led them on the path that meant that you could exist. So that in and of itself, even though quite you know, just by coincidence and happenstance, is probably the most important thing. Look, for anybody that wants to get involved and they just really haven't got a clue how to get started, because that's always the challenge, if you do it yourself, where would we point to begin the journey, Doug?
I think there are a couple of important places. One is simply to talk to the elders in your family. Sit down with a smartphone, tap on the sound recording app that is probably already on your smartphone, and start recording the voices of the elders in your family. Hear their stories about their past and the stories of the family. The other thing, of course, is you can go and hop online. Marvelous resources now that would have taken hours and hours and days to search when I first started now take minutes to search on Ancestry.com or FindMyPast.com or any of those sorts of genealogy sites. And the third tool that you can use even early on, although it usually helps to have some idea of what your family shape might be, is, of course, to get a DNA test.
Yeah, a great way to, like you said, get a bit of a start there. And, of course, all of the apps that are around the internet and social media generally, great research tools there. Are there some common roadblocks that many may encounter when they begin this journey or along this journey?
There are a variety of different roadblocks that can pop up. One is that records, paper, it can be destroyed. There are lots of places where records were destroyed in fires or have simply moulded away to nothing or been flooded, and there are simply not the records around anymore. Another common roadblock is being too dependent on things like the family trees that you can find on Ancestry.com, which can be a little problematic sometimes, to put it nicely. Another roadblock is that you may simply run out of records. We only started having baptismal registers kept, I think it was in the mid-1400s in England.
That's true. That's not bad, though.
Your family,
that's not bad, though.
You can get your family back that far.
You
may not get it any further back.
I don't consider that a roadblock, Doug. I think if I can get back to the 1400s, I think I'm doing okay.
I've got one branch of the family that, at least in theory, is back that far, and we're at that point where we run out of records.
It's interesting you make that point, though, Doug, because I'm getting the vibe that once you start and you find that you learn how to do it and what to search for, and you get to that point, even if it's, say, like the 1500s or 1400s, there's still that frustration because you're just so into it at this point, you want to keep going and keep going.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to take that family further back, but it's not that there are no records, but the records become more sparse, and of course if your family isn't a noble family or a family that may have those sorts of records attached, it becomes, if not impossible, certainly incredibly difficult to go any further back.
Yeah, at that point the data can get a little bit sketchy. And again, from the 1400s, with all of the challenges between then, like you said, fire, flood, records moulding away, destroyed in wars, conquests or whatever, I get the point. Mate, it should be an interesting chat tomorrow. It's the free webinar, and you can register through Eventbrite for this one. Rest assured, how to discover your ancestry, and if nothing else, Doug will actually get you on the right road. Genealogist Doug Morrison-Cleary, thank you so much for your time, mate, and good luck with your talk tomorrow.